To life is led, broken through our hell and darkness, and his power exhibited. Praise him, Christ hath now ascended, God hath raised him to the throne. Far above all rule and power, he the highest name doth own. All authority receiving, till his foe is overthrown. Hallelujah, Christ the victor, triumphed on Mount Calvary. Hallelujah, resurrected, he displays his victory. Hallelujah, now ascended, he shall reign eternally.
Amen. Praise him.
Praise him.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
Christ is victor.
Amen.
He has won the victory.
Amen.
Victory.
Amen. He has won the victory.
Amen.
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 Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He swallowed up death.
Amen.
He has led us from death to life.
Yes.
Amen.
Man from death to life is led.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus.
Amen. Lord, thank you.
Amen.
Leading us to life.
Amen.
Leading us to yourself.
Amen.
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 Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we are now alive to God.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
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 Alive to God.
Amen.
Christ Jesus.
Amen. Dead to sin and alive to God.
Amen.
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 We have been released from death.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Broken through.
Amen.
Our hell and darkness.
Amen.
His power
exhibited. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Oh,
far above all rule and power.
Amen.
He the highest name doth own.
Amen.
All authority receiving.
Amen.
Till his foe is overthrown.
Amen. Lift that name high.
Hallelujah. Lift that name high.
Amen.
Lift that name high.
God has highly exalted him.
Amen.
And given him a name above every other name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, every knee should bow.
Amen.
Every tongue confess.
Amen.
This morning we're confessing.
Amen.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen. Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Salvation and none other.
Amen.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lord. Lord, this morning we lift your name high.
Amen.
Oh, your mighty name.
Amen.
Oh, name above every name.
Amen.
The name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Continue with 77.
Amen.
Lift that name high.
Amen.
That glorious name.
Amen. Oh, this morning we're proclaiming its power.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
He is our mighty, conquering, coming King.
Amen.
You're coming, Lord.
Amen.
yet shall with his praises ring.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, may all the earth ring with your praises.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. That's right. Lord, thank you. We're here at your table.
Amen.
With a view of your coming.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Name high this morning.
Amen. Amen.
It's a glorious name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. All the church is taking the lead.
Amen.
To ring with praises.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, thank you we're not asleep.
Amen.
The church is awake.
Amen.
Oh, we hallelujah. Have a king.
Amen.
We're praising you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise you.
Amen.
We have a king.
Amen.
We're joining our reigning king.
Mighty, conquering, coming King.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Mighty, conquering, coming King.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord, one day your mighty name, the earth shall sway.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lift that name
high, that glorious name. Let conquering, coming King, earth yet shall with his praises ring.
Amen.
Lift that name high to that high tower. We flee in every trial hour, safe, sheltered, satisfied, and free, for Jesus' name is victory. Lift that name high until one day his mighty name the earth shall sway, and sin and death, oh, distress and pain
shall be no more,
shall be no more, for Christ shall reign. Lift that name high, Jesus shall reign, and kings shall follow in his train. Lift that name high, all names above, the name of him we own and love. Lift that name high, for every knee shall bow to him, Jesus shall see. Fruit of his cross when earth shall bring her tribute to her Lord and King.
Brothers, one.
Lift that name high, that glorious name. Let heaven and earth his power proclaim. Our mighty conquering, coming King. Earth yet shall with his praises ring.
Sisters,
lift that name high.
That high tower
will
we are saved, sheltered, satisfied, and free.
Lord Jesus,
victory.
Lift that name high until one day his mighty name the earth shall sway, and sin and death, distress, and pain shall be no more, for Christ shall reign.
Lift that name high,
oh, Jesus shall reign.
Jesus shall reign.
Amen.
And he shall follow the
rest.
Oh, lift that name high.
Fruit of his cross when earth shall bring her tribute to her Lord and King.
Five all together.
Amen.
Lift that name high, for every knee shall bow to him, Jesus shall see. Fruit of his cross cross winner shall bring her tribute to her Lord and King.
Amen.
Shall bring
amen.
Her tribute to her, Lord.
Amen. What we're here this morning is the fruit of your cross.
Amen.
We'd just like to offer our tribute to you this morning.
Amen. Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is victory.
Amen.
He shall reign.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Conquered death.
Amen.
Conquered Satan and sin.
Amen.
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 Glorious mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Into thy dear name I flee.
Amen. Settle off.
Amen.
Oh, this morning, settle off.
Amen.
Praise and worship.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed, glorious, coming Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Glorious, mighty
name of Jesus, into thy dear name I flee. Set aloft thy praise and worship. Blessed Jesus, mighty Savior, in thy name is all I need. Just to breathe the name of Jesus is to drink of life indeed. Glorious, mighty name of Jesus, heaven and earth its power proclaim, but forgiven sin. Jesus' name was precious, balm in pain, our mighty sword. In thy name we live and conquer, blessed, glorious, coming Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus
amen.
Is to drink of life indeed.
Amen.
To breathe the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, to breathe your name is to drink of life.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, you're the spirit of life.
Amen.
So available.
Amen.
Whenever we call on your name.
Process.
Amen.
Oh, to be the air we breathe.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
amen. That's right.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. He breathed into them.
Amen.
He said to them, receive the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
so precious.
Amen.
Oh, we're here, the forgiven sinners.
Amen.
Oh, we're just enjoying you, Lord.
Amen.
You're so precious to us.
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. The
precious fountain that never runs dry.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Number 505.
There's a man in the glory.
There's a man in the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
There's a man
in the glory whose life is for me.
To see,
amen.
But he is causing it to be.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Oh, thank you for your life.
Amen.
In him is no sickness.
Amen.
No weakness is he.
Amen. Oh, he is strong.
Amen.
He is in vigor.
Amen.
How buoyant is he?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Lord, praise you. You're the man in the glory.
Amen.
Oh, you overcame Satan.
Amen.
Oh, from bondage, you're free.
Amen.
Lord, praise you. You walked through death.
Amen.
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 For all you've accomplished.
Amen.
crowned with glory and honor.
Amen.
Amen.
You're in the glory. Oh, but you're in your church.
Amen.
You're in your believers.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this.
Amen.
What you've done, Lord.
Amen.
What you've accomplished, yes. Lord.
Amen. Lord, thank you. Such a life is now our life.
Amen.
Oh, we're eating this bread.
Amen.
We're eating your body.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You're making us the same as you are.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we're declaring you on this earth, Lord.
Amen.
We're becoming you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sons into glory.
Amen.
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 Oh, thank you.
We're expecting to see.
Amen.
Life lived out in us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Expecting something.
Amen.
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 We stand with your expectation.
Amen.
We're one with you.
Amen.
We're eating you.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And as we're eating you,
amen.
We're becoming you.
Amen.
Your expectation is being lived out of us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, you came that we may have life.
Amen.
Have it abundantly.
Amen.
Your life is for us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We continue to eat you.
Amen.
Lord, expecting that you would see yourself in us.
Amen.
Lord, we'd like you to be glorified in us.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Amen. Be at your table.
Amen.
Where you're dispensing yourself.
Amen.
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 You're dispensing yourself into us.
Amen.
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 Keep us eating you.
Amen.
So we fully express you.
Amen.
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 Thank you. That's right, Lord.
Lord, you're the man in the glory.
Yes.
And you're leading many sons into glory.
Amen.
Lord, your life is our life.
Amen.
Your joy is our joy.
Amen.
Joyful and radiant, expecting to see
Amen.
His life in the glory
Amen.
Lived out in us.
Amen. That's right, Lord. Amen. That's right.
Thank you for loving us.
Amen.
We love this so much, and we love you right back.
Amen.
We've done everything and taken care of every problem.
Amen.
Stand in the glory, and we are in Him.
Amen.
Amen. That's right, Lord. Lord, it's so good to be with all the brothers and sisters this morning.
Amen.
Oh, beginning our week at the dispensary.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, enjoying this rich supply.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord. Amen. Amen. We start our week at the Lord's table.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What a wonderful way to start.
Amen.
Your table.
Amen.
Remembering you.
Amen.
By taking you in.
Amen.
Eating and drinking you.
Amen.
Not wasting the process.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Our God has been processed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah for this beginning.
Amen.
Oh, a rich feast.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Our God has been processed.
Amen.
We're here enjoying you this morning.
Amen.
Thank you for this table.
Amen.
You are being fed.
Amen.
Supplied.
Oh, amen.
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 Thank you for the table.
Amen.
The best. best way to start a week.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're here with the brothers and sisters to start our week.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Amen.
Amen. The root is holy.
Amen.
And so are the branches.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, Father, we love you.
Amen.
Look what you have produced.
Amen.
Oh, we love you, Lord.
Amen.
Father, you qualified us for this portion.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
I'm so thankful to be in your family.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Qualified for a portion of the saints in the light.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Giving thanks to the Father,
amen,
who has qualified you,
amen,
for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light,
amen,
who delivered us out of the authority of darkness,
amen,
and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, you qualified us.
Amen.
You transferred us.
Amen.
This is all according to your heart's desire.
Amen.
Bless you, Father.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Enjoy your son to this extent.
Amen.
I'd like to enjoy him much more.
Amen.
Thank you for thank you that he is our portion.
Amen.
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 Oh, that's right.
Amen.
We declare that we are your children.
Amen.
We are your children because you have made us your children.
Amen.
Lord, to your praise and to your glory.
Amen.
You have done what you declared you would do.
Amen.
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 Yes. We love you.
Amen.
To your praise and to your glory.
Amen.
Thank you. We have an organic union with you.
Amen.
We are joined to your son.
Amen.
Now we are really your many sons.
Amen.
Father, the life within us just responds this morning.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
We treasure you and we adore you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Father, thank you for your life in us.
Amen.
You're transfusing yourself into us day by day.
Amen.
Oh, you're transmitting yourself into us every day.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Father, for your life in us.
Amen.
Oh, praise you, Father.
Amen.
That's great.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for being the source of life.
Amen.
Divine and rich and free.
Amen.
Flowing out.
Amen.
Unto eternity.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Can we
sing 1081?
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, the source of such a rich life.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
Amen. Father
God, thou art the source of life. We, thy sons, are thine expression. In thy name, our dear possession. Father God, thou art the source of in thy life, in thy light, we have oneness in thy light. In thy life, in thy light, in thy life, O Father, we are one. How we thank thank thee that thy holy word with thy nature saturates us, from the world it separates us. Thank thee, Father, for thy holy word. Through thy word, through thy word, we have oneness through thy word. Through thy word, triune God. In thy glory, in thy glory, we are one. In thy glory, in thy glory, we are all made one.
Amen. Amen.
To such a oneness.
Amen.
Oneness in your life.
Amen.
Oneness in your word.
Amen.
Oneness in your glory.
Jesus is his life.
Amen.
Jesus is his word.
Amen.
And Jesus is his glory.
Amen.
We are all made one in Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, that's right. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Father, to you be glory in the church.
Amen.
Amen. Glory in the church.
Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, Saints, so maybe we can transition from the table to the prophesying portion. And if you're new here, we've been going through 2 Timothy. And the past couple of weeks, we've covered chapters 1 and 2. And this week we're beginning, chapter 1. This week we're beginning chapter 2. And particularly the verses come from the first, 15 verses. The title is, Being Empowered in the Grace, which is in Christ Jesus, to be teachers, soldiers, contenders, farmers, and workmen.
Amen.
So maybe we can take a few minutes to read through the verses from this week, and then after that we'll have someone to give an opening word, and then we'll have an opportunity to share what we've appreciated of the Lord from this week.
Amen.
May the Lord grant mercy to the house of Onesiphorus. For he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. Amen. I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways, which are in Christ. For I have no one like-souled who will genuinely care for what concerns you.
Amen.
You, therefore, my child, be empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, and the things which you have heard from me through many witnesses, these commit to faithful men who will be competent to teach others also.
Amen.
Amen.
As a good soldier of Christ Jesus, no one serving as a soldier entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please the one who enlisted him. For also, if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who will prepare himself for battle? Not crowned unless he contends lawfully. And everyone who contends to exercise self-control in all things, pray that they may receive a corruptible crown, but he is incorruptible. I therefore run his way, and not as though without a clear aim.
The laboring farmer must be the first to partake of the fruit. Consider what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in all things. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's cultivated land, God's building.
Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, an unashamed workman, cutting straight the word of the truth. The opening of your words gives light, imparting understanding to the simple.
Amen.
Good. Well, this week was so good. Praise the Lord. Let me just give a quick opening here. How about we read the title all together? If you have the outline, it's right there, right? Okay.
Being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus to be teachers, soldiers, contenders, farmers, and workmen.
Okay, so this is 2 Timothy is where these verses are from. It's actually chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 2. And this is actually the last epistle that Paul wrote. It was before his martyrdom. Even in chapter 4, he speaks about it being at hand, right? It was right there. He was going to be martyred. And if you consider this, you know, you consider the time here, the church was already in decline. I mean, that, to me, it seems kind of mind-boggling that Paul was there and the church was already in decline.
Yeah.
And the subject here of Paul's last epistle is the inoculation against the decline of the church. So to me, it's not concerning, you know, the subject is not the decline of the church, you know, speaking of the decline of the church, but the inoculation against the decline of the church. And so I was considering even what Paul, you know, you're getting ready to go. You're going to be martyred. What's left? What do you have? And if you look at through this outline, we'll read through the outline mostly. I'll try to stick to the outline. But it speaks of some inoculators. And if you think of inoculation, that's to keep you from getting sick, right? So there were some in the church at that time that were sick.
Yeah.
And there was the need of the inoculators. And these inoculators had certain characteristics which come out in this outline. And the other thing is, Paul was a pattern. And what he produced was other patterns. He produced some that were like him. And saints, brothers and sisters, we can do the same thing. We're not the Apostle Paul.
Yeah.
But we do have that life that can produce some that would be like us, right? Yeah. Patterns like us. So let's go ahead and get into the outline. And the other thing is, the first part of this title says, being empowered in the grace. So don't read this and think, well, I'm not a teacher. I just don't have whatever, you know, that is.
We have grace.
Amen.
And we can be empowered in the grace.
Amen.
And this grace is actually a person.
Amen.
That's the Lord Jesus himself.
Amen.
Right? He came full of grace and reality.
Amen.
So, okay, how about we read a Roman numeral 1 all together?
Even during a period of decline, a downward trend, when most of God's people are carried away,
we need to be among the remnant of God's people who receive mercy from the Lord to remain faithful to him.
Okay, and then it lists 5 of these brothers, Onesiphorus, Timothy, Luke, Titus, and Mark. These were all Paul's patterns, right? That had been patterns of Paul. And they were faithful. They were faithful men. Let's read. Hopefully, you know, you'll have time to share. Maybe some will get into these, but let's read Roman numeral 2.
2 Timothy reveals that in these last days, before the Lord's coming,
we need to be empowered in the grace
which is in Christ Jesus to be faithful men, those who are teachers, soldiers, contenders, farmers, and workmen who cut straight the word of the truth.
Okay, so here are the descriptions, here are the titles of those inoculators. They're teachers, soldiers, contenders, farmers, and workmen. So I'll just read some of these. Letter A says, if someone in a local church has a deposit of the Lord's healthy words, he should train the faithful ones that they too may have a good deposit from the Lord and be competent to teach others, so that they may be good stewards, dispensers of the varied grace of God.
Amen.
And you know, saints, the group meetings, you know, the small times that we have together, right, in the homes, this is a good time to practice these things.
Amen. Yes.
You know, you have a deposit.
Right.
Even when we were in the groups last week, I just felt these saints were sharing. And I just, what a deposit.
Yeah.
They have so much Christ.
Amen.
And they just share a little bit and it comes out. So anyway, we can reproduce ourselves by doing this. We have a good deposit.
Yes.
We're competent to teach others so that they may be good stewards.
Yeah. Right?
Okay, that's the teacher. B, this is the soldier.
Yes.
They're serving the Lord as soldiers indicates that the apostle considered their ministry as a warfare for Christ, just as the priestly service was considered a military service, a warfare. Well, we've got one more minute here. Okay. So as a soldier, we need to fight, right? We need to be those fighting. Whenever you minister Christ, right away you'll sense this is a fight, right? There's somebody that doesn't want me sharing this. So there's a fight, okay? Let me go ahead and read the next ones because my time's almost up. C is on a contender,
amen.
One running the race, right? We must run the Christian race as contenders, athletes, until we finish our course, fully accomplishing our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy.
Amen.
So that we may receive Christ as our prize.
Amen.
So, say, you know, we have a ministry.
Right.
But this ministry is in the unique ministry of God's economy.
Yes.
So we have to know and share and be in God's economy.
Right.
Okay, letter D, that's the farmer. I love this one too. The church is God's farm, God's cultivated land,
amen.
And we are God's fellow workers,
mm-hmm.
working as farmers. We have to be diligent, right? Working as farmers,
yes.
laboring, right? Together with him by an all-fitting life to sow the seed of life into people and water them with the spirit of life by his healthy words. All right, the last one here is E, and that's a workman,
amen.
Or a carpenter,
right.
Somebody who cuts,
amen.
Right? He's cutting wood.
Yes.
To cut straight the word of the truth as God's workman means to unfold the word of God in its various parts rightly and straightly without distortion, as in carpentry. There is the need of the word of truth rightly unfolded to enlighten the darkened people, inoculate against the poison, swallow up the death, and bring the distracted back to the proper track.
Amen.
So, amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have these five, right? There, it's the teacher, the soldier, contender,
farmer,
and workman. Praise the Lord. Okay, so now everyone will have some time. We have 2 minutes to share. And I'm sure there's a lot from this week. Do we have a brother that... Okay, Taiwan's going to be on the piano. When you hear that ding, it's not that you have to stop on the spot, but you just wrap up your point you're sharing.
Amen.
Okay, your prophecy.
Amen.
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 Amen. Who would like to be first?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I can start. Okay. The general subject for this ministry we're in is concerning accomplishing our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. And this week, I think many of us who are touched by this one, Onesiphorus. He was a pattern, and 2 Timothy, it records that his ministry was to refresh the tripartite being of the apostle, his spirit, his soul, and his body.
Amen.
I think many of us, we've experienced a little bit of refreshing ourselves. So we can endeavor to have the same spirit as this brother. I'd like to just read you all this one little portion. It says, if we do not release our spirit, we will be unable to touch other spirits and to minister Christ to them. I can touch others' emotions by releasing my emotion. However, I cannot touch other spirits by releasing my emotion. In order to touch and stir up others' spirits, I must exercise and release my spirit.
Amen.
So when we exercise our spirit, we ourselves, we know and experience the empowering of grace in life. That's the subject for this week. And then when we experience it, we are able to minister that same grace to others, to be empowered in that grace.
Amen.
May we all be people who are, what, fully, absolutely, and thoroughly living in the Spirit.
Amen.
I like where it says, we must run the Christian race as contenders, athletes, until we finish our course, fully accomplishing our ministry in the unique mystery of God's economy, so that we may receive Christ as our prize.
Amen.
I ran the Austin Half Marathon this morning. Yes, it was a cold race. It was like 37 degrees when the race started, with wind chill was 22. I still finished it in hour 47. And there were thousands of runners, 23,000 plus runners, from who either did the full marathon, and there are some people still running the full marathon, okay, or half marathon like I did, or 5K. And all these runners came from 50 states and 50 countries, at least 50 countries. So that's how popular this Austin Marathon is. And did it block off some roads? Sure. Did it inconvenience some saints? Yeah, especially the North District and some students. But I'm glad for the race and all that, because I enjoy the thrill of it and running through the hills, the rolling hills of Enfield and all that. But this is an ongoing race. We must run as contenders, athletes.
Amen.
And may the Lord give us the endurance.
Amen.
Well, when he said, listed all those things, I thought, I don't know, I'm not a teacher, soldier. But the farmer, I just thought, each of us, this is like the farm, and then there's the garden. Our small group meetings are like a garden, and then our one-on-one is like a little herb garden. All of us can at least have a house plant, actually, Bill and I found out we can't. But in general, we can all have these experiences of being a farmer and a soldier and all these. But I just really appreciated that the church is the farm.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 I'll follow up. I enjoyed the same thing as farmers. To counter the decline of the church, we should be a farmer. A farmer is one who is daily wrapped up with life.
Wow. Amen.
He is tending to life.
Amen.
All day long.
Amen.
Helping things to grow in life.
Amen.
Some brothers may get a little impatient with saints, but this does not help anyone grow. As a farmer, we must minister life, be patient, and trust the word. We need to trust the word we minister to the saints.
Amen.
That it will be operative.
Amen.
In the way that he set it forth.
Right.
And that it will accomplish what he sent it forth to do.
Amen.
We should not be impatient with the saints.
Amen.
In our contact with the saints, we should have only one motive.
Amen.
To minister Christ to them. That they may grow in the Lord.
Amen.
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 So,
I really enjoyed the manner of not entangling himself. That a soldier entangles himself, no one serving as a soldier entangles himself with the affairs of his life. And I really enjoy the word entangled is an active word. In other words, I think, oh, I have all these things and they've fallen on me and I'm all entangled. No. That's not how it works. You're the one that entangles yourself, you know, by the grace of God. And I would just like, so I've had a change in my work situation, as in I'm not working anymore. So I thought, yay, I'll be free, you know, I can do all this, you know. But I realized then, the entanglement has a lot to do with your heart.
Yeah.
You know, is your heart entangled? And are you taking the grace of God? There have been times when I was working, where it's just so overwhelming, and I just like, forget everything, you know. And then there are times when it's so overwhelming, and I said, Lord, come into this work.
Amen.
Come
yeah.
into this situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I felt like the situation didn't change, but I didn't feel so entangled. You
yeah.
know, it wasn't drawing me out. And I realized, okay, I'm not working. Oh, guess what? There's still things that can entangle
you, yeah.
depending on where your heart is.
Yeah.
So anyway, Lord, we need you. By the
Amen.
Grace of God, keep us unentangled,
Amen.
Lord, to pursue
Amen.
You.
Amen.
We're teachers, soldiers, contenders, farmers, and workmen with one focus, and that's the word. We teach the word, we defend the word, we contend for the word, we farm the word, and we work the word. All of these things need each other. You cannot be a teacher without being a soldier, a contender, a farmer, a worker. They're all just one. They're just looking at it from different views. Lord Jesus, this week I went to have lunch with Israel. Brother Israel. And on the way down there, I was becoming entangled in my mind.
Wow.
So many things to take care of. And then I just had this thought, Lord, I just want to live you.
Amen.
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 Nothing else.
Amen.
All I want is to live you, Lord.
Amen.
And I just said it from a pure heart. That's all I want. And the Lord said to me, this is how.
Amen.
This is how you live me. And he reminded me of when I was a young kid. I loved to read books, Hardy Boys, and Alistair MacLean, and Spies and Cowboys. These are words that I'd read, and in my mind, I'd use my imagination to see who these people were. And then when I went outside, you know, no Nintendo and stuff, we'd go outside. I would be these people. I would be the spy or the cowboy or the... And then right away as I was considering that, you know, the Lord has a way of speaking and then the view comes in.
Right.
And I saw it. I saw what he was saying. We have words. He speaks the words. And within the word is his person. His person is in the word. And as we turn our heart to it, as we have ears to hear his speaking and we receive his speaking, his word comes in. And the reason, the purpose of the word is to bring forth Christ, the seed to bring forth the living Christ. And so this is what I realized, what he was saying is that my word is what causes you to live me. This is what his word is within us, Lord. Lord Jesus, saints, his word is his person. It carries his person. But he went on, not only is it his person, but it has his faith. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? Hearing the word of God. And then he went on further, but not only does it have faith, but God, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. His word has the oneness of God. And so what we have in his word is what? His person, his faith, and his oneness. The church is the testimony of his word.
Amen.
And he is the word. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And he is the way, the reality, and the life. All in his word. Saints, no wonder he said seven times, he who has ears to hear what the Spirit is saying.
Amen.
This is how he gains his body. This is how he gains his church. By hearing the word, being open to it. Saints, may we be such a people.
Amen.
I was also touched this week with the matter of the speaking and the word. This portion in Acts 20 was very touching to me. Paul says, this is Paul saying goodbye to the saints that he will no longer see. And he says, Therefore I testify to you that on this day I am clean from the blood of all men, for I did not shrink from declaring to you all the counsel of God. Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among whom the Holy Spirit has placed you as overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he obtained through his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among you yourselves, men will rise up speaking perverting things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore watch, remembering that for 3 years, night and day, I did not cease admonishing each one with tears. And so there's this matter of Paul was faithful. He was all these things. And as you know, Brother Joseph was saying, you have to be all these things in your ministry to the saints, right? And he did not shrink back from declaring all the counsel of God to the believers.
Yeah.
And even the ones that, you know, led to the decline of the church, they did it by the perverted speakings
to the saints.
But I really enjoyed this verse. But now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace,
amen,
which is able to build you up,
yeah,
and give you the inheritance among all those who have been sanctified.
Amen.
And so I really appreciate it. The first words in this title are being empowered in the grace.
Amen.
And I was really discouraged last week for many reasons, but when I read day one, I was like, well, I can be empowered in the grace.
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, I think I can receive grace.
Yeah.
And so I was encouraged. And then reading these verses, I was like really encouraged that what the word of his grace is able to accomplish in us.
Amen.
It's the word of his grace is so powerful, it is able to guard us from the decline of the church.
Amen.
And when we eat this words of grace every morning, we are empowered,
amen,
to become what we are not.
Amen.
And I really enjoy from Romans 11:6, it said, if you do it by works, then it's no longer grace.
Right.
Is what it says, and I was so encouraged by that. Like, why should I try to even be these things?
Right.
What I should do is be a receiver of grace.
Amen.
And then the next point was the way to fight against the decline is to be vigilant to fight by being filled with life,
amen,
and to reign in life.
Amen.
And in Romans 5, it also says that to reign in life is by the abundance of grace.
Amen.
So I just appreciate it. We need to take the words of grace.
Amen.
I really enjoy farmers, but we water and cultivate the land with spirit by the words.
Amen.
This week I have the enlightenment. What is the word? It is enlightened as a ring and snow from heaven to the earth.
Amen.
And one interesting thing is that it says it will not return until it make it waters the earth.
Amen.
Waters the earth.
Amen.
And it will give seed to the sower and the bread to the eater.
Amen.
That is the purpose of these words.
Right.
So same thing, Lord said, my word be which goes forth from my mouth. So there's some purpose in the words.
Mm-hmm.
It will accomplish what I delight, and it will not return willy. So it will not return. Lord does not want the word come just willy. Lord wants the world to accomplish what he delights in. And it wants, even wants to prosper in the matter which which I have sent it. Wow, that is really enlightening. Lord, every word has a power, has a wisdom, has a capability, whatever you need, that is in the word. But we need to let the word remain in us. Not let the word go, but let the word prosper in us. That means that we need to mute on the word, pre-read the word, pre-back the word, prophesy the word, let the word live in you richly through hymns, psalms, and spiritual words, spiritual songs. I even remember one details in the Genesis. So I feel that Isaac is his life is full of grace. But when he first say Rebecca, the Bible mentioned that he was mute on Lord's words. Wow, that's so beautiful. So yeah, the one who is blessed if he mute on Lord's word, let the word live in us. That will give us
whatever
we need.
Amen.
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 Andrew, you therefore might be empowered, which is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Paul did not charge Timothy here to be empowered in knowledge or in gifts. He charged him to be empowered in grace.
Amen.
This grace is God's provision in life given to us that we may live out his purpose.
Amen.
You know, we have the authority. Whether we exercise it or not is a, is our business. But we have been given all authority.
Amen.
So whether we are sick, whether we have no work, whether we have no food, or whether we have no dwelling, whether we have whatever is lacking, in the name of Jesus, he provides for us because he is the authority above all things in this world. He controls every single little thing.
Amen.
And so we have to rest in this because we are his children.
Amen.
We have to know who we are. He says, we are fighting against God's enemy, Satan. The church is God's army.
Amen.
Are we fighting? Are we contending for the faith? We have to know what our purpose is. We have a purpose. We're not aimless. We have to know who we are.
Amen.
My husband was sharing with me the other day. He said, what if you had someone come to you and tell you that your husband or your wife was being pursued by another person? How would you react? Would you just say, okay, well, too bad? Or would you fight? This is the issue. Christ is being persecuted. He has an enemy that seeks to devour us if we don't stand in his authority.
Amen.
We have to know that we have a mission, we have a purpose. We have been given all authority. And this is in every single little thing in our life. So we can rule and reign knowing who we are. We have his authority. We have been given the grace to continue to run the race.
Amen.
Let us be those who run the race.
Amen.
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 Lord, we need to be empowered in grace to fight against death and reign in life as a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
2 Timothy 2:1 say, you therefore, my child, be empowered in the grace.
Amen.
And 2 Timothy 2:3 says, suffer evil with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. So with these verses, we see for us to be a good soldier of Christ Jesus, we need to be empowered in grace.
Amen.
When we talk about the soldiers, we need to know what the soldiers are fighting for. And in day 3, it says the soldiers are fighting against death.
Yes.
And in every church there is, it says, in every church there is the need of the sense, the conscience of death, so that we may fight against it.
Amen.
And in the ministry, it says, we must take care of the sense of life in our spirit all the time. We need to pay attention to the tree of life.
Amen.
Too many saints eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. As a result, death can easily come in through their loose talk, criticism, and opinion. And actually for us, the way for us to fight against death is actually not by our own effort. Actually, it's by being empowered and receiving abundance grace.
Amen.
I'm encouraged by Romans 5:17. It says, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So
Amen.
In the morning, actually, I experienced a little sense of death. Because I was in the, I was eating the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Mm. I was, I need to go somewhere in the morning earlier, so I was driving. Mm. But it supposed to be took me like just 15 minutes, but because of the marathon, it took me like 30 minutes. And then I was so annoyed and upset. And I, after I came back home, I really couldn't turn back to the Lord because I was eating the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And I was trying hard, like even reading the word, to turn back to the Lord. But it was so hard. Well, something was wrong. But actually, the Lord reminded me of the word grace.
Amen.
And I started to pray to the Lord, Lord, have mercy on
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Grace
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
I want to be empowered in grace.
Amen.
And fight against death.
Amen.
And remain alive as a soldier of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And I was praying. Pray according this to according to this verse and pray for his grace. I began to enjoy his life, and I began to enjoy the grace.
Amen.
Let's continue to enjoy the abundance of grace so that we can fight against death as a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I wanted to share concerning day 6, when it says about the workmen. To cut straight the word of the truth as God's workman means to unfold the word of God in its various parts rightly and straightly without distortion.
Amen.
This semester I was taking a journalism class, and my professor would say that journalists, good journalists, bring to the public facts. And it means that facts are that which is without bias. They show people what is actually going on. But if they add a lot of bias into their facts, then that becomes propaganda. Mm-hmm. And so I was really touched by this word, because I was reading that you bring God's word the various parts, rightly and straightly without distortion.
Right.
And I realized that not only in our preaching the gospel to those that need to be like enlightened and inoculate and swallowed, but even in our prophesying and our shepherding of other people,
Amen.
How much do we bring our own opinions and bias into those times? I have been convicted several times that when I share with someone something, am I putting my opinions, my ways, my ordinances into those times, instead of just bringing them back to the word without distorting it and just feeding them the word of truth.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
I enjoyed it, like Kosi was saying, this matter of being co-workers, right?
Yeah.
Workmen.
That's right.
And, you know, I'm just very touched and thankful that the apostles experienced a decline at that time. So
yeah.
We have it in the Bible, mm-hmm. and we know how they dealt with it.
Yeah.
Because if the church life was wonderful in the Bible, you know, I would be so discouraged about my experience now.
Yeah.
But I mean, like my brother was saying, you know, Paul was there alive and with this wonderful vision about God's economy.
Yeah.
And then so many of the saints that were with him left him and went back to some of them to Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a decline. But to see in these epistles, 1st and 2nd Timothy, that the decline was basically because many left God's economy.
Mm-hmm.
They left this line.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the word that he gave to Timothy to not pay attention to all these doctrines and things, but to pay attention to God's economy.
Right.
It's such a word of inoculation for us.
Yeah.
We are blessed to be here at this time in in the history of time.
Yeah.
To have,
that's right.
To have God's economy.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, but we need to learn how to cut straight the word.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, for this, yeah, we need some training.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to be open for this training.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have the wonderful mystery, yeah, ministry, the life studies, and
yeah,
we have the saints.
Yes.
We have wonderful family. We have teachers.
Yeah.
So I just feel,
amen,
so blessed, saints,
amen,
that I'm here,
amen,
where I can learn to cut straight the word,
yes,
of the truth,
yes,
here.
Amen.
And stay here and to bring the Lord back.
Amen.
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 Can I go, please?
Yeah.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, we need to be trained in God's economy. You know, my son Israel, he's mentally disabled. But that's one word he learned when he was younger. He would say, Chris, he would say, God's economy. So Lord Jesus, you know, this week I really enjoyed the ministry. Oh, well, I always enjoy it, but I'm focusing on this week. On this week, the word that came up is desire. God desires all men to be saved and come to the full knowledge of the economy. And then I said, Lord, you are my master. So I need to have this desire within me to please,
amen,
my master.
Amen.
You know, and somehow this word stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because Zeke, in my daily life, just like yours, you know, I have this desire to please the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But then things happen.
Yeah.
And then a failure comes in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
Yeah.
I said, now what? Well, I need to keep on learning.
Yeah.
One thing that the ministry is doing with me, Armando, I've been reading the ministry for a long time, and so have you. And what has been your gain? I don't know, but I know what has been my gain. You know, it just keeps directing me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So stay on the track.
Yeah.
Stay on track.
Yeah.
Because, Chris, in my daily driving, I better stay within the lines.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, sometimes I just tend to, okay, just be a Robin. But once I do that, I said, Lord Jesus, forgive me.
Yeah.
You know, just repent.
Mm-hmm.
And not just repent,
mm-hmm,
but correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because if I keep transgressing those lines, you know what? It may not be good.
Yes.
So this is what happens in our Christian life.
Yeah.
You know, we need to just keep focusing and keep reading the ministry, because
yeah,
the ministry of Brother Nee and Brother Lee,
yeah,
this is what he does. They keep directness,
yeah,
and to,
yeah,
and to God's God.
I'd like to share just briefly on this matter of the remnant. You know, the background of this is decline, downward trend, being carried away from God's economy. But in the midst of that, there's a remnant. And this is the principle of the Lord's recovery. We're here in this meeting in the principle of the remnant. So how we conduct ourselves is crucial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even for us to be meeting here as the church in Austin, this is the principle of the remnant.
Yeah.
Right? We've come out of all the divisive grounds,
yeah,
back to the ground of oneness.
Right.
And concerning this remnant, we have some brothers. We have Onesiphorus. We have Timothy. We have Luke, Titus, Mark. These stood with the Lord's minister. And with Onesiphorus, he overcame and resisted the general trend and stood against the downward current. So that's our standing. We stand against the downward current. And a big part of it is related to teaching. And this teaching being according to the central lane and vision of God's New Testament economy. And in the message, the brother, Ricky Acosta, shared on seven kinds of destroyers of the divine building. And these right. destroyers, mainly it's related to what they speak and what they teach.
Right.
And coming back to what Edith was sharing, I just want to read a little bit here. Among Christians today, only the superficial aspects of the truth are not twisted. Virtually all the deeper things of the truth have been distorted.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is quite serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Lord has had some along the line of the remnant through history that came back, came back, came back, came back. In the past century, we had two brothers who came back in a full way. Brother Nee fully came back. I was reading this message sharing about how they just went through truth after truth after truth, or practice after practice after practice, Christian tradition after tradition after tradition. And if it wasn't in the Word, and if it wasn't in line with God's economy, it got thrown out.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's what we have today, brothers and sisters. That's what we've inherited. So we have to be careful. Right?
Yes.
That we... that these things get passed on to us, that we get enriched with this deposit.
Amen.
And then, of course, I'm out of time, but I appreciate the corporate truth pursuit. My hope is that through all these life study messages, right, this is a rightly divided word. All these volumes on our shelf, they are rightly divided. There's no distortion. My hope is that through these messages, thousands of saints in the Lord's recovery will receive a good deposit of the riches of grace according to God's New Testament economy.
Amen.
Then they'll commit these to others. Imagine what the situation would be if the Lord had 10,000 saints filled with his good deposit.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, may we all be part of that 10,000. Lord Jesus, spreading the riches of God's economy throughout the earth.
Amen.
I'd like to continue. This line...
Yes.
You know, these verses here related to the riches that we have, related to the Lord's recovery that we're in, and also related to what is mentioned in 2 Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read this one sentence here. It says, if we read these verses carefully, we will see that Paul regarded Timothy and his other co-workers as those who should be teachers, soldiers, contenders, farmers, and workmen.
Right.
Okay. Let's not introspect. Let's not think...
Right.
I'm not this.
Right.
You might not be this in degree, but for sure we can at least have a small portion.
Amen.
First of all, Timothy, he was a young brother. He wasn't some old man or some middle-aged person even. It was a young brother.
Yes.
And he told Timothy, number one, in chapter 1, tell certain ones not to speak like this, but to speak in this kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you speak a certain kind of way, it will cause people to think differently.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be off, but it causes their thinking to be different. So we have to be careful how we speak and even what we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this portion here. The title that I really enjoyed this week is The Unashamed Workman. I like to read here, why we need the word to be properly and rightly cut. Let me read this. It says, there is the need of the word of the truth rightly unfolded. Two, number one, enlighten the darkened ones. Inoculate against the poison. Swallow up the death.
Amen.
And bring the distracted back to the right track.
Amen.
You know, it's very easy to speak different things.
Yes.
To, you know, draw attention to yourself or whatever.
Yeah.
But we need to be those who are unashamed workmen.
Amen.
Cutting straight
Amen.
The truth rightly.
Amen.
And exactly.
Yes.
And I like this phrase, unashamed.
Unashamed.
He's not ashamed. He's not ashamed to speak the truth.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed to be in this ministry because I got a lot of help.
Right.
Also, I'm put on the right track.
Yeah.
I was going somewhere else as a Christian. Even as a Christian, you could be off the wrong track.
Yeah.
Believe you me, I've been in a lot of places, and they speak all kind of things. But we have to be on the right track, the track of God's New Testament economy.
Amen.
And each of us have a portion.
Amen.
It might not be Paul's portion, but we have a portion.
Amen.
So may we enjoy these and practice these characteristics.
Amen.
One, teacher.
Yeah.
Two, soldier.
Yeah.
Three, athlete.
Yeah.
Four, a farmer.
Yeah.
And five, a workman.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the word God's economy has been used quite a bit. If you're not familiar with that phrase, in a nutshell, it refers to God's plan, his arrangement to dispense himself into man.
Amen.
And for this plan, for this arrangement, he went through a process. Mm-hmm. He stepped out of eternity into time.
Amen.
With his divinity into humanity.
Yes.
Amen.
Isn't that a process?
Yes. Yes.
God became a man.
Yeah.
Right? He went through a certain kind of a death to abolish all the negative things, resurrected, ascended, and he became what's known as, according to 1 Corinthians 15:45, a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
The consummated spirit. Our God has been consummated.
Yes.
Now, when we open and receive this one, we begin to go through a process.
Right.
Yeah. This process begins with regeneration.
Amen.
And it continues through sanctification, mm-hmm. renewing, transformation, confirmation, until eventually we're consummated
mm-hmm.
to be the bride.
Amen.
So you have two processes, two consummations, and a wedding.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
The bride.
Amen.
And to bring this matter in the context of what we're covering briefly here, to go over those five items,
mm-hmm.
we saw that the inoculators, they are teachers,
yeah.
those who shepherd the saints with the teaching of God's economy.
Amen.
Right.
Soldiers war in the good warfare against the teachings that differ from God's economy.
Right.
Contenders who finish their course, fully accomplishing their personal ministry in the one unique corporate ministry of God's economy.
Amen.
Farmers. Okay, so this is a little illustration I came across. I was kind of touched by this. Just as certain farmers grow cotton, God grows Christ. And the author mentioned here, I once met some cotton farmers in Texas. There was nothing but cotton on their mind, in their talk, and even in their dreams. Cotton was their lifeline, their economy. In like manner, Christ is God's economy.
Amen.
And workmen, cutting straight the word of the truth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Concerning God's economy.
Amen.
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 Be diligent
Amen.
To present yourself approved to God, an unashamed workman,
Amen.
Cutting straight the word of the truth.
Amen.
The opening of your words Amen. Gives light,
Amen.
Imparting understanding to the simple.
Amen.
You know, there's a basic concept to Dean's point, right? God's economy. I don't care what environment you go into. I don't think there's another place where you will hear this term, even though it's in the Word,
yeah.
right? And basically, there's a basic concept in the Bible, starting in Genesis, where God created man, put him in the garden, and said, eat, right?
Yeah.
And so God desires to be everything to man, right?
Amen.
And so when you go, when the Lord came, he said, I am the bread of life, right? I'm true drink, I'm true food. His desire is to become everything to us,
Amen.
Right? And so even the reward in Revelation is to eat of the tree in the paradise of God.
Amen.
This is from Genesis all the way through the Bible to Revelation, right? So for us, as we're going through our daily life, Israel, and we're driving down the road and some... Anyway, I'm not going to go to driving. Saints, there is a desire in God's heart to produce each one of us.
Yeah.
And when I read this word this week, approved, immediately, Croswell, what happened in my being was, you're not approved. You'll never be approved.
Mm.
And then the Lord within said, wait a minute, I have a verse for you. Go to Colossians 1:12. Giving thanks.
Mm.
Right? Who has qualified us.
Amen.
God has qualified us,
Amen.
Placed us in Christ,
Amen.
Right? Already in the heavenlies. Now for us is just to receive.
Yeah.
Right? Receive these words that produce us as all these right. different persons.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Caring only for God's economy.
Amen.
Paul did not care
care for circumstances or what he thought or what he could see. He only cared for his spirit.
Amen.
And he was talking about on day two that Paul charged Timothy not to be empowered in knowledge or in gifts. He charged him to be empowered in grace.
Amen.
And then day three was so touching to me, the part about we are fighting against God's enemy. And the church is God's army. There's nobody else. It's us. It's us. It's us, O Lord.
Amen.
So if we're not in the Lord, in our spirit, if we're not being empowered in the grace, the enemy is winning. You know, society is filled with the germs of death.
Yeah.
Because that these germs are even in the church life. We need to pray. We need to exercise. We need to be one with the Lord.
Amen.
Of course, like the brother said, the enemy tells us we're not empowered. The enemy says we're not, you know, able. But we are able to reign in life.
Amen.
The one. Okay. There's. It was talking about having a desire to reign,
yeah,
but having spirits that might be loose or lazy and not caring for the things of God. But I really enjoyed whenever there is death, whenever there is whatever it is, rise up to reign for God.
Amen.
We can speak a word. We can sing a hymn. We can pray.
Amen.
This is not a small thing. This is not little. This is God's economy.
Amen.
And I really was touched by the unhealthy words. You know, when I read the part about being a workman and cutting straight, that made so much sense to me, because what happens in the world and in religion and wherever is the decline of the church, or the truths are twisted and they're presented in a warped way. So we have to be one with the Lord against all of this ungodliness. Anyway, that really, read that last day six. Praise the Lord. We are in the church. We are in His Word. We are in His life. We are fully able.
Amen.
I enjoyed a couple different portions. One was the laboring farmer must be the first to partake of the fruit. Consider what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in all things. And it just really kind of hit home in regards to, I've been trying to take care of this one. And just thinking, okay, what else could I do? What else could I do, you know, in myself? But I just realized that the laboring farmer must be the first to partake of the fruit, right? So that fruit needs to get inside that farmer. Otherwise, he won't be able to feed it to others, right? And I started to actually have some impatience with just... Yeah. Maybe sending some more revival and getting nothing back, no response to this one. And it just struck me in this portion, and I actually shared this portion with this one, about if we're too quick and just pluck out the little things, then we'll have no produce, there'll be no farm, right? And, you know, several times I had sent out, you know, I did a screenshot and I send it, and I never got anything back. And I sent this one that struck me this week, and I got a thanks. So that, I was like, wow, the Lord gave me something. Because after a while, you're like, well, forget it. If you don't even acknowledge that I sent it to you or anything, like, what's the point? But in this portion that Paul says that he planted, Apollos watered. So I guess maybe I was watering a little here and there, maybe once every 2 weeks. I don't know if that's enough water. But eventually, there was a little response. So that was encouraging. But also, in the portion of day three, where it talks about suffering evil with me, and we all see what's going on these days. But if I'm not getting into the Word and partaking of the fruit, how am I going to be one that's physically or spiritually able to fight? So I enjoyed that portion, that, and it's just so amazing. As I've come back to the Lord, seeing how intertwining everything in the Bible is. You know, with that verse, 2 Timothy, and then even in 2 Timothy again, just talking about, I mean, if you get up in the morning, you don't have any breakfast, you may not have the sustainability to last the other day. But if I get into the Word in the morning and I eat something, then maybe I can pass on something to someone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be here with all of you.
Amen. Amen.
Some of you have been here for decades, just standing on this ground, yeah, taking this way, because you saw something. You
Amen.
See something of God's economy.
Amen.
And you've just been faithful all these years.
Amen.
Eliud, why are you still here, brother? God's economy. We just see something. There's something that's been imparted in our being, a vision that's just been burned into us, and we realize this is what the Lord is doing on the earth. Despite how I personally feel, this is what the Lord is doing on the earth. And I want to be here with these excellent ones. But we have to admit, we live in an age that's not easy to live in. There's all kinds of struggles. Struggles within, struggles without. Temptations, entanglements, all these things that prevent us from taking this way, or at least I should say, fight against us, right? That struggle against us to take this way. So you know what we need, saints? There was two we needs in this week. It was we need to be among the remnant. And I believe we have some realization of that, right?
Amen.
Of God's people who
Amen.
Receive mercy from the Lord to remain faithful to Him.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Have mercy on me, Lord.
Amen.
We know our heart. Our heart goes here, there. We just need to be brought back. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Have mercy. And then the second thing we need is what? I think some of us have shared on this. Be empowered in the grace.
Amen.
Be empowered in the grace.
Amen.
We could, even if in ourself we could be, you know, teachers and soldiers and contenders, farmers, soldiers, and workmen.
Right.
Even if we're like fired up, I'm gonna be a workman. If we do it in ourself and not in the grace, it doesn't get us anything. There's no profit. Actually, the Lord might say, worker of lawlessness.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
So we need to be empowered in the grace.
Yes.
I'll just read this little portion. Paul did not charge Timothy here to be empowered in knowledge or in gifts.
Yeah.
He charged him to be empowered in grace.
Amen.
This grace is the grace. This grace is God's provision in life given to us that we may live out His purpose.
Amen.
Again, it's God's provision in life given to us that we may live out His purpose.
Amen.
We can't do it on our own. We need to be empowered in the grace.
Amen.
Instead of being discouraged, Paul was empowered in the grace, in grace, even though he was in prison.
Right.
We might think we're going to live this glorious soldier life. We might find ourselves in prison. We need to be empowered in the grace.
Amen.
Paul realized that grace is nothing less than the process triune God,
Amen.
The Father embodied in the Son, and the Son realized as the indwelling Spirit.
Yeah.
One more short portion. The more we are empowered in this grace, the more able we will be to teach others.
Amen.
The more able we'll be to be any of these titles, right?
Yeah.
So saints,
yeah.
May the Lord grant us mercy.
Yes.
And may we be empowered in His grace.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I agree with Zeke. What a mercy, right?
Yes.
That we could be here.
Amen.
And thank you, saints, for standing, right? For receiving mercy to remain faithful for so long that we could be here enjoying and loving the Lord. So, you know, it's really, this book is the all the saints have shared. Is at the end of Paul's ministry, and the church was in decline. And the verse that Joy quoted, that was spoken to the brothers, the elders that were in Ephesus. They came there, and right before that, he said that there will be fierce wolves that rise up from among you, you yourselves.
Yes.
The Paul knew, and so he knew there was going to be tough times coming. And but then, at the end of his time that he's in prison, he wasn't discouraged. He wasn't discouraged.
Yeah.
What is this? How could he not be discouraged?
Right.
You know, but this is God's economy. This is God's economy. the Lord Jesus, it says he saved Paul, the foremost of sinners, so that he could be a pattern to all those who believe unto eternal life. And then he reproduced this pattern inside of his genuine child of faith, which was Timothy, right? And Timothy, Paul says, I know in whom I believed. And he also, he knew Timothy, who he was. And so he wanted to inoculate him. He wanted to charge him to remember the pattern. Remember the pattern. And remember the pattern of healthy words, right? It says in one of the life studies, I think it's in Thessalonians, it's quoted, Brother Lee says that the Apostle Paul not only shepherded, but he fed the believers with his living, which was his pattern. Just seeing what he did, what he didn't do, how he acted, how he behaved, it was a shepherding, right? And so this kind of pattern is not something that we just decide to do. Which one am I? Am I a farmer? Am I a soldier? Am I this? This kind of pattern, this kind of living is something that is produced by God's dispensing, by the economy of God. That's why it was so tragic when the ones turned away. They turned away from Paul. It's not like Paul was personally offended. It grieved him because they turned away from his teaching of God's economy. He knew that this kind of living could not be produced by anything else. And so this last epistle that he wrote, it's just amazing, right? This last epistle that he charges, firstly, in the first chapter, he charges him, Timothy, what? We need to exercise our spirit. We have a gift. We have the gift. We need to fan that gift into flame. And we also, he says, I don't cease asking and praying that you all would be filled unto the full knowledge of God's will. You know, we need to have our eyes opened. Eyes open to see what God's will is. And then once we see what God's will is, what we need to be empowered in the grace. The grace which is in Christ Jesus. We need to be empowered to do what? To be this kind of person. We need to be empowered. It's so wonderful, right? Not all of us speak a lot. Some of us are more quiet. We need to be empowered in the grace to be able to receive. You know, it's not a small thing to be sitting in this room. Right? To be able to receive God's word. To receive the revelation of the mystery which has been hidden for ages. To be able to receive that makes you precious. Right? It makes you precious. This is the good deposit that we need to guard through the Holy Spirit. And when we have this good deposit, we can be stirred up. We can be supplied in our spirit, right? Amen. To speak, to teach, to defend, right? If we don't have a revelation of this mystery, then we don't get offended when somebody denies this. So we have to be the teachers, the ones that impart this. We have to be the soldiers, the soldiers that would, what we fight. And I'll close this, I'm at the end, I think. Is anybody timing?
I am.
Oh, go ahead.
You got 1 minute and 52 seconds.
Oh, praise the Lord, really? Okay. Praise. So we need to fight, right? We need to fight by putting on the whole armor of God, right? We're here fighting together, right? And we're fighting what? To maintain the appreciation of Christ in our heart. When we get together and we fan into flame, we exercise our spirit, we're pursuing with those who are calling on the Lord. What? We're brought into the appreciation of Christ. Right? This becomes a gem for God's building. And then I like the contender, right? To run a race. Some people run races. And it's beyond me how you could be motivated to do that. You know, and what struck me about the athlete was you have to have a heart. Yeah. You have to have a heart, really, for all these things, yeah. Right? What's so great about the Apostle Paul? It says, our gospel did not come to you in word only, but in what? In power and in the Holy Spirit. And the greatest thing about the Apostle Paul, he was a very capable person. And so it's easy for him to be a teacher. And we can say, well, I'm not that capable. But what was so great about the Apostle Paul's pattern was, how do you go from murdering, killing saints to having a heart to be a teacher, to have a heart to be a farmer? You know, farmers get up early in the morning. Really, I was thinking, mothers are farmers, yeah. And your crop is your children. Yeah. And you get up early, you stay up all night, all these kinds of things. This kind of heart is what is produced by God's grace. Amen. It even says the end of the charge is love. Amen. And unfeigned faith.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
To have this kind of heart produced in us produces a living, a Amen. Pattern that, what? It. We supply one another.
Amen.
We supply one another. And amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
I think I'll stop there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Right? Be empowered in grace, which is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
To be, right? To be.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, we have a few announcements, but before the announcements, if there's any visitors in this section, if we'd love for you to introduce yourself, if you don't mind. Stand up.
By searching it up on Google, and I read your mission statement, and I figured I'd come by and see what the church is like. I come from it's a non-denominational church.
Yeah.
I've come for a while with music and all of that. But I love what you guys have to do. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
How about in this section? Any visitors? How about here? Any visitors here? Okay. About here? Any care to stand up and share? If not, that's fine. Okay.
Right here.
Well, there's a few announcements here. Wednesday, there'll be a corporate prayer meeting here at the hall. Also, as you know, we have a new Holy Word for Morning Revival. It'll be week 4. For this starting tomorrow. Also, a European Young People and Family Conference. The European Young People's Conference and Family Conference will be held from July 27th to August 2nd in Krakow, Poland. There are a limited number of spots available for young people and serving ones from North America. Once the registration window opens, the spots are expected to fill very quickly. Pre-registration opens on February 16th, that's today. And you can go to the email to get the link for the information related to that. Also, Corporate Sisters Gathering, March 9th, on the Lord's Day, March 9th, from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. here. Also, there's a note that the date has changed from what was previously announced. Full-time Training Center in London. There's a need to vastly expand the Full-time Training Center in London, which is crucial for the Lord's move in all of Europe. However, the funds have run out. The Church in Austin would like to contribute $50,000. If you feel to make an offering for this purpose through the church offering box, please designate your offering with the words FTTL or London Training Center. And then finally, the Shepherding Trips report. There's a link to those in your email.
Amen.
And I didn't know if there's some other announcements.
Children are in the following places. Toddlers are in cabin 102. Kinder through third graders are in cabin 106. Fourth through sixth graders, they are in cabin 107.
And just a couple quick points I wanted to mention. The brothers had some fellowship yesterday, and one thing that came out of that fellowship was the brothers felt it would be good if once a month we got together for breakfast.
for more blending among us, and also to invite new ones to come eat with us, spend time with us. So just looking forward, we'll use the first Lord's Day of the month for that, for 2025, since we have a little more time, not having the table in the morning, but in the evening, the first Lord's Day of the month. That's one thing. Second thing, we're also burdened to build up the smaller group prophesying. And so we're going to be moving that direction. But as we do that, we want all the saints to realize, as we break up into groups, that's just to facilitate, to give more opportunity for saints to prophesy, because we know many saints have portions. We just got like a little bit. Wasn't it so rich this morning?
Yeah.
But if we break out in groups, many more have the opportunity to speak something for the Lord and prophesy. But that's not, we don't intend to compel anybody to speak something that doesn't want to speak. So please don't feel like when we break up into groups, it's like, oh no, I don't have anything to say, I better not go, or something like that. You know, we don't want anyone to have that feeling. Yeah. And actually, maybe you get in that group and people start speaking and they're like, oh, I want to say something, you know. Mm-hmm. Right. But don't feel, it's not compulsion, right? It's just we want to provide opportunity for more saints to be able to share in the groups. Amen. And also, we want to labor over the next few months just to take a little time to get into this matter of prophesying, and we could all learn, you know, get some perfecting in how to speak for the Lord. So we just wanted to give you a little view of what we're going to be doing the next for the rest of 2025. That's our hope.
Amen.
And one other quick one, and then I'll be done. You know, we have a form at our website that you can fill out if you're interested in further contact. And we get some folks that request contact for various reasons. And we got one about a week ago. Her name is Jessica. She's mid-30s, not married. And she's looking for small groups. That's what she's burdened for. So I just wanted to open that up. And if there's maybe a sister or two that is in South and would be open just to reach out, just to contact her, not necessarily to invite her to a group, but just to get to know her a little bit, see what she, you know, where she's coming from. If you could just let me know after the meeting, and then I can pass on her contact information so we can take care of this seeker, Jessica.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.